Life doesn't happen bi-weekly, so why should payday? The money you earn can be in your hands today with Earnin. Earnin is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. Just download the Earnin app and verify your paycheck. Then access up to $100 a day as you work and leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. I feel like Earnin is such a great tool, especially for someone who is just trying to be able to get ahead in life financially. And sometimes the things that you need in life are not going to wait until your next pay period. So to be able to get the money that you've already worked for sooner, I don't know what could help you even better as you're trying to like just grow in what you want in life. I know it's something that we could have definitely used when we were working paycheck to paycheck, because sometimes things don't wait. That new tire ain't gonna wait for your next paycheck sometimes. So Earnin is a way to be able to help you. Making Earnin a part of your financial routine and joining Earnin's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, when I think about Earnin, I think about financial stability, security. It gives me a lot of peace of mind. Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in argument under podcast. When you sign up, it'll really help the show. Earnin under podcast, subject to available earnings, daily max, and paid period max. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. What's up, everybody?
What's happening, family?
And welcome back to another episode of
Is this gonna cause an argument?
If you're listening to us, me and Marcus are not in the same place. So that is the reason why everything is a little bit delayed or crazy. But let me tell you who I am. My name is Angel Lakita Moore, also known as Angel Tanksley, also known as that chick angel. And joining me on the screen is the sexy and so very sick co-host and my husband. Tell him who you are, baby.
What's happening? I'm the other host of This Is Gonna Cause an Argument, Marcus Tanksley, aka Tank. Hey, fam, if this is your first time tuning in, we greatly appreciate it. This is a podcast me and my wife do every single goddamn week, and we do it happily. Sometimes we do it arguing, but we talk about all the things. We talk about relationships. We talk about politics. We talk about love. We talk about current events, pretty much anything we feel like talking about, and we enjoy talking about it. That's why we be here every single week. And if you are tuning in right now, on Wednesday, as this airs live, or not live, as this airs, you could have tuned in on Monday when we actually recorded with our immediate family. That immediate family, they watching us right now. They watch us every week. They watch us film 5 of the podcasts live. They talk to us before and after the we press record. They are with us every week. And that's, we call them the immediate family because we're a little bit close, all y'all family, but the immediate family is a little bit closer. You can be a part of that immediate family. All you got to do is go to patreon.com/thatchickangel. Sign up for the low, low of $5 a month.
We're also joined by some amazing sponsors that I want to tell you about. You already heard about one of our sponsors, Earnin. But we also have Magic Spoon, Next Evo, and our favorite, say it, baby.
Plates.
That's right. Every plate. We'll tell you more about them. We hope you check them out, because when you check out our sponsors, use our URL or promo code. It lets them know that they partnered with the right podcast, because our audience actually likes or wants to try out their services. So we appreciate all of you all just being here, regardless of whether or not you're a part of our Patreon, regardless of whether or not you ever use one of our URL or promo codes. We are just grateful that you all are listeners of this podcast. So let's address the elephant in the rooms, because we're in two separate rooms.
In my feelings. That's we usually kick this off with a segment. Sometimes we do Tanksley Pride, where we talk about one of our four boys, And the other one is In My Feelings.
Let me tell you what's got me in my feelings.
I got something making me feel good.
That's what something that's got us feeling type of way. Something that's got us feeling good, got us feeling bad. I'm going to talk about what's got me in my feelings.
Tell them, baby. Y'all,
listen here. I went to New York this past summer.
Cut to the chase. We're separated, guys. We have separated.
We're separated. Okay? And the reason we're separated is, here's the thing. I'm a very cautious person. Went to New York this past summer. And my biggest fear in New York was, while on tour, was getting COVID. Because LA, any other city compared to New York, is clean, okay? But it was people all over the place, but we didn't. New York treated me good. Last week, me and Angel had a PR collaborative thing with Nissan. And on that little collaborative thing, I wasn't being my introverted self the way I usually am. I was being that guy, as Angel likes to say. I was being that guy. People got to know my face. They got to know my name. I got to be rememberable because I'm trying to build relationships in this whole social media brand deal space. Somebody done gave me the vid.
You didn't took the vid. They didn't give it to you. You said, give me that.
No, they gave me that goddamn vid. All right, I'm over here vidded up. That's why you didn't get Let Us Tell It last week, because I was mid-vid, all right? I ain't have the energy. Yeah, me and Greg totally was going to do a virtual. I said, man, hit me up later on today, because he was up sick too. But he wasn't sick. He's up with the baby. The baby's sick. I said, man, hit me up later on today. I thank God he never hit me up on Wednesday. I said, let's do it Thursday. No, can't do Thursday either. But Thursday was the last day of my symptoms. But I'm over here vid it up, y'all. I'm pretty sure I'm negative at this point, but I'm vid it up.
So let's rewind. On Tuesday of last week, when we typically shoot, here's the thing, in The Bald and the Beautiful, Marcus was fine during The Bald and the Beautiful. Then afterwards, we sat inside the Here's the Thing office. He and I did, because Amar had a doctor's appointment, because Amar has had a cough for almost a month. We knew it was dealing with his asthma, but we were just like, let's just get him checked again. Let's just get him checked to make sure.
Yeah, because he had that cough about, what, 3 and 4 weeks?
Yeah, but at that time, it was like 3 weeks. And it was just like, okay, enough already. So as we're sitting, Marcus is sitting at Kevin's desk. I am sitting at my desk. Marcus sneezes like twice. And Kevin's in the...
It wasn't a normal sneeze.
He's like, two. And then Kevin's in the office too. And he's like, God bless you. Marcus, per usual, anytime Marcus is sneezing and stuff, he's like, my allergies is acting up.
Because it's always allergies.
No, it's not. It's not always allergies.
This is the one time it wasn't allergies.
This is the one time that we know it wasn't allergies.
It was the one time it wasn't allergies. That was the last time I had the vid.
You saying that it's either allergies or COVID? There's nothing in between?
Rarely.
There are so many other viruses in between COVID and allergies.
Not the ones I get.
Anyways, Marcus sneezes twice and he said, my allergies are acting up. Already I was like, no, I don't care what he's saying. It's September. So I already started to like, let me not really be all up in his face or in his space like that. So let's fast forward to Wednesday. Yeah, but you had put a period on it, and I was like, well, let me go ahead and explain the back.
Take it
back.
Over? All right, go ahead. Wow.
No, you did. You were like, and I have COVID.
No, you are already going. Go.
I know. I was going to continue going. I was just telling you why. I see. Anyways, Wednesday night, I don't even sleep in the bed with him. I sleep on the couch. Thursday. Oh, no. When I come in on Tuesday later on than in the day. There we go. Tuesday later on in the day. Let's rewind. Marcus comes down in his I don't feel good.
Oh, uniform. Yeah. That's my I had to put my uniform on, y'all. Because I had the cold chills.
Tell them your uniform.
My uniform, because when you got a virus, your temperature goes up and down. My temperature never goes up. Like, people get hot and all that. I always get cold. I can't warm up. So I got these real thick, winter boot socks. Like, made for when you outside and it's like 12 below, these real, real thick socks, I put them on. I put on some sweatpants, usually just a random t-shirt. And then I got this real thick fleece robe I put on. Wrap
it
up.
Red and black. It's a red and black. It looks like a Christmas type of robe.
Yeah. But that thing is like sweltering hot. That's the only time I can wear it. I can never wear that thing. But when I'm sick, I will wrap that thing up. I will get under the covers. And usually if I do that, especially when I go to bed, if I can't warm up, I will wake up drenching wet. And that's usually how I break all that. But yeah, have my uniform on.
When we put that on Tuesday day, I was
like, it happened quick.
Yeah, I said, I stayed away from him. He was actually on this couch, falling asleep, trying to watch TV. I was like, nope, not going nowhere near this man. So finally we get to Thursday morning. And I said, and again, I've been avoiding him. We will have been in the same room, but like if he's sitting on this couch, I'm sitting across the room. And I was like, Marcus, you need to stop playing games and you need to take a COVID test. And he was
You're missing Tuesday, because Tuesday it was like perfectly fine, and then from those two sneezes it just went.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Tuesday you went from the two sneezes to the robe later on in the day, and the robe kind of made me think of usually robes make people think of like childhood holidays. Same way cereal can make me think of that, right? I love it. There's not something nostalgic road. About it. I love it. Well, this is why we love that this episode is being sponsored by Magic Spoon. Magic Spoon has reinvented your favorite childhood cereals to taste great, but each serving contains 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and 4 to 5 net grams of carbs per serving. Other than the honey nut flavor contains 1 gram of sugar. That's the only one. It's wholesome. It's keto-free, friendly, gluten-free, gluten-free, grain-free, and soy-free. A way to relive those moments watching your favorite cartoons. Plus, it's 140 calories per serving. Now, come on. That's beautiful. Now, they just launched some treats. Okay. Magic Spoon took the magic of cereal and transformed it into a on-the-go snack with the brand new treats. You can have a totally delicious high-protein cereal bar for breakfast, dessert, and any time in between. They're protein packed. They're just like marshmallow treats you had as a kid, but with only 1 gram of sugar and 1.5 grams of net carbs. And they're packed with 11 grams of protein per bar. They have two flavors. We have both flavors. The treats come in two flavors. There's marshmallow and chocolatey peanut butter. So whether you like sticking to the classic or something new, there's a flavor for you. We actually have those in our house right now. I love it. And the other person who loves it, which is so helpful, is Amar. You know us as Tanksleys, we don't eat very protein-heavy diets, but we know we need the protein. So being able to have it in a snack like this is super helpful, especially for me. I am not a big meat eater, so I'm always looking for other ways to add protein to my daily diet. The fact that it doesn't have a lot of sugar, especially because your girl is trying to keep them carbs low, I am so thankful. And they taste really good. I'm trying to think of how to, it seems like a treat. It's hard to even think of it like a protein bar, because sometimes protein bars be seeming all chalky and stuff. This is not like that. It's like a cereal. It's more like a cereal bar that happens to be a protein bar, which I can get down with. Head to magicspoon.com/argue to grab a custom bundle of cereal and try the magic for yourself. And don't forget to add their brand new marshmallow and chocolatey peanut butter treats. Be sure to use our promo code ARGUE. Check out to save $5 off your order. And Magic Spoon is so confident of their product, it's backed with 100% happiness guarantee. So if you try it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. Remember, get your next delicious bowl of cereal at magicspoon.com/argue.
Argue.
And use code ARGUE.
Argue.
To save $5 off. Thank you, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this episode. So, as I was saying, I said on Thursday morning, I said, Marcus, quit playing and get tested, right? And so I had some tests. I left them for him. And I'm dropping the kids off to school. And on Thursday, I was like, on Thursday, I had to leave to shoot. Here's the dang bonus, because we ended up doing it a day early. I'm on my way. I done dropped off the kids. Marcus calls me. Tell him what she said, baby.
Oh, you want me to talk again? I went to take that test.
I'll kick you up out of the stream, Excel.
I'm going to tell you what. Usually, for the last time I had COVID, some of y'all probably know. Last time I had COVID was back in 2020. I had the original, like OG COVID, and I took 4 tests before one came up positive.
Yeah,
and that was after I lost my sense of smell, and I was like, there's no way I don't. I already had symptoms, but I'm like, there's no way I don't have COVID. And finally, I went and I told them that I lost my sense. I think they were just like, yeah, you got it. You positive. Anyway, this one, I swabbed my nose. It looked like before, I did the little drip one. It looked like before I even dripped that fluid in there, that little positive line popped up. I was like, it was too fast. This test must be bad. I think I was taking the other COVID test out the box and it said positive, just from me touching it. I mean, it popped so goddamn quick. It was like, so you ain't just going to give me like a little wait time? No. Nah.
They were like, no.
I mean, the positive was popping up before the little control line.
He called me. He said, Angel. I was like, what? He said, this test is positive in a mug. I said, oh. It's
positive as hell.
I said, no. So we have been quarantined away from Marcus since Thursday. I had to call Kevin and Josh. I said, hey, so I'm headed to the office, but I wanted to let you all know in full transparency that Marcus has, he has COVID. He started coming down with symptoms Tuesday night and he tested positive today. I was like, do y'all want to do the podcast in person or do y'all want me to go home and do it virtually? They were like, we were around Marcus on Tuesday, so we've already been exposed to him. Ain't nothing else you can expose to us. I took my COVID test. I'm negative, but I figured I wasn't going to get it. I figured we have been on. The fact that I didn't catch it from him the first time, I was on. It was in his symptoms where I feel like way worse the first time.
Oh, and not just, that first one was awful.
And even like, the symptoms that spread it. Like, I feel like those were even more like harsher. The fact that I didn't get it from him the first time, I was like, oh, I know I didn't get it from him this time. If I didn't get it from the person he got it from, I didn't get it from him. And lo and behold, if we would have had.
I'm extremely cautious. Like, everything that come in this house, I still spray like we in mid-pandemic. Like, I spray down any food delivery. I spray down groceries. I don't be in nobody's face like that. But
in
all them conversations that we were having with them people, if food was involved, sitting down, eating dinner.
Yeah.
God dang, they got me.
And we were in settings that were louder. So that means that you're then projecting harder. Other people are projecting harder. So you got the droplets that are now coming at full velocity to your face. And yeah, as soon as I see Marcus getting sick, he can't get no more booty, because that's the only way typically he can get me sick. It is something about the intertwining of our bodies that my body be like, oh, what's that? I'll take that. I'll take whatever it is you have. Thanks. Mm-hmm. So I was like, let me stay away. Hey.
Because I got this. As soon as I get this negative test, I'm going to take a picture of it beside hard pipe. Yeah. You say test. Hey.
You think I won't be happy? Because I'll be ecstatic. But let me tell you what's got me in my feelings is that I actually want some and can't have none. Can't, because he's got the vid. And so Marcus had. I says, yeah, I'm telling my in my feelings.
I want some.
No. Is you, but you have
and as COVID. Usual, I probably wanted it first.
No. And I have been having, I'm trying to be a good wife and keep his spirits up, make sure he remembers what he's got.
I ain't
over
just an
here.
Asshole. You ain't trying to be no good wife.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not. You're being a horrible wife.
No. Let me tell you how I'm being a good
tell
wife.
Tell him.
So, Marcus. Marcus and I, for the most part, have been communicating via FaceTime, right? So basically, I stay downstairs until I need to go upstairs to take a shower and grab clothes. And so when we FaceTime, I try to make sure I look cute for my husband and I look desirable. Marcus will end the FaceTime. He'll be like, Angel, move the camera.
Angel tortures me by flashing her bare coochie at me on FaceTime. It was one time I called multiple times and she wasn't picking up. When she did pick up, her dress was up over her head and her ass was facing the camera. Just to let y'all know what she out here doing. She's being a horrible wife. This is exactly what she's doing. It's not healthy. Because I'd be fine. I could just be up here in my feelings thinking about COVID, flaccid for the entire quarantine. But that's what she's doing.
I figured, excuse me, that you being by yourself did not feel like you were being loved or thought of or desired. And I said,
you're lying.
I am doing all
you
those
a troll.
Things. That's a troll.
Yeah, you trolling. That's what you was doing.
That's not trolling.
It is.
Houseway.
It's like somebody trying to cut back on eating French fries and you going, here's some French fries. You want some fries? No, I can't eat no fries right now. I'm fasting.
So you're
See,
saying.
Yeah, now that's what's going on right now. You are the devil. I'm over here fasting. I'm over here fasting. And you like, but you don't want no French fries and chicken wings.
No,
no, I can't eat no goddamn fries and wings.
That's not it. That's not it. So you're saying, but I just want to make sure this is clear. If there is a reason for any reason where we have to pause on doing it, you don't want no type of like flirting or like amorous.
No.
That's just rude. That's just rude.
Okay.
I'm letting you know
I'm fasting right now. I'm just gonna start ordering all the goddamn meat you love.
You're fasting too.
Okay, but I'm not fasting for meat. You are.
That's okay.
I'm gonna order all your favorite desserts and all your favorite cakes.
I'm gonna go say hey.
I'm gonna go seek down that bread pudding muffin we used to get. I'm gonna buy 10 of them and leave them out on the couch. What is that? I'm like, baby, I know you love these though. I know you can't eat, but you love these. No. That's what it was looking like in the camera.
No, it's not the same.
Moving on.
No, let me just say this one thing and how it's not the same as yes, as Aaliyah George says, I miss you. I'm showing you I miss you.
No, you ain't. That is not what you're showing me.
Yes. Yes.
Aaliyah, shut up with that bullshit. No.
I miss you.
I miss you too. It ain't how you show somebody you miss them, knowing ain't nothing happening.
I just feel as though you don't appreciate my love language.
That ain't your love language. You troll. Moving on.
Marcus, I really feel as though you are being a troll right now. And okay. Luckily, even though he's feeling not so great, he is getting great sleep with Next Evo. Next Evo Naturals is a family, okay? Our marriage, it is at the cornerstone of it, okay? Because we both need it and love to use it. Okay, now that the summer is over, getting your wellness routine back on track can feel impossible, but you can sleep great and stress less by upgrading your CBD. I absolutely love CBD. It is a part of my wellness routine, and is a part of my de-stressing routine. Regular CBD oil just doesn't mix well with your water-based body. So Next Evo Naturals developed Smart Zorb technology, clinically proven to help your body absorb CBD 4 times better than your regular CBD oil. And when you need to de-stress and sleep better this fall, reach for fast-acting CBD products from Next Evo. I personally use it to feel less stress. Marcus, on the other hand, uses it to sleep better because he needs all the help possible. I use it for stress because I typically carry a lot of things on my plate at all times with work and running multiple businesses, with family and dealing with 4 boys and being them being in different grades and being at a very academically rigorous school. And with all of my things dealing with my friends and things that aren't business, it's a lot. And CBD allows me, especially Next Evo Naturals, allows me to be able to handle all that without adding the stress on top of it. Because I don't need the stress of it. I can handle all the things. I want that stress to melt away. Now, what makes Next Evo Naturals the best CBD gummies? It's simple. They absorb better, contain 100% of the CBD listed on the label, are clinically tested, are delicious, and have no hempy aftertaste. And the Next Evo Sleep Support Complex combines premium CBD with melatonin so you can wake up refreshed and keep your sleep schedule on track, even during the first few chaotic weeks of the fall. So upgrade your Next Evo solutions with, upgrade your Then one more time, y'all, help me, Father, upgrade to better natural solutions from Next Evo Naturals. Go to nextevo.com and use promo code ARGUE.
ARGUE.
To get 25% off. That's 25% off at nextevo.com. Promo code ARGUE.
ARGUE.
Now, after you done slept good, listen, you got to also end the day with eating good, okay? Because if you got to fuel your body with the stuff that you need. And what we love over here is what, baby?
Plates.
That's right. Every plate. Hoping to budget your food expenses this summer? Get more bang for your bite with America's best value meal kit. Every plate is 25% cheaper than grocery shopping with no hidden fees, so you can count on great value week after week. Plus, only pay for what you need with pre-portioned ingredients. Balancing your busy to-do list this fall? Get every plate and take back your time with fewer trips to the grocery store and meals ready in 6 simple steps. They plan the meals and deliver pre-portioned ingredients right to your door so you can schedule so that you can spend less time meal prepping and packing kids or work lunches, and more time taking a breather from your busy schedule. Give yourself one less thing to worry about this fall. Also, every plate provides plenty of delicious variety, so you will never get stuck in a cooking rut. With 26 tasty and affordable recipes that change every week, it's easy to find something flavorful and satisfying every meal of the day. Plus, add even more delicious options to your order with up to 22 convenient size lunches, snacks, desserts, and more. Let me tell you why every plate is the jam. One, you're saving money. I love that the price point is something that you really can't beat. And especially because these are, you're doing home cooked meals without having to go to the grocery store. Literally all the, when you look at all the produce that comes in the box, it is astounding, like, to know that this is the stuff that is going to go into my kid's stomach. I can feel really comfortable and confident that they are getting good foods. And I love how easy they make to cook it. The recipe comes right in the box. The ingredients are right there. It's kind of, for me, it's foolproof. And my kids can help me cook, which I also love. Get $1.49 per meal by going to everyplate.com/podcast.
Podcast.
And entering code 49ARGUE.
49ARGUE.
Get started with Every Plate for just $1.49 per meal by going to everyplate.com/podcast.
Podcast.
And entering code 49ARGUE. I'm going to tell you one more time. Get started with everyplate.com for just $1.49 per meal by going to everyplate.com/podcast and entering code 49ARGUE.
49ARGUE.
That is Every Plate, America's best value meal kit. Bam, 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 bam. Okay. Is anything got you feeling good since you over here trying to clown your wife for trying to show you love?
Yeah, my symptoms ain't as harsh as they was. That's what's got me feeling good. Tinnitus, of course, that's a thing. But I ain't have no excruciating headaches. I did have headache, but it was mild. My like cold chills and all that stuff only lasted like a day and a half. No confusion like last time. I can still smell, never lost my smell. Yeah, just the symptoms ain't nearly as harsh. So
that's great.
I got cold.
Shay Shiggity. Oh, yeah, she got in. That's one of our moderators. So what's got me feeling good is that I leave tomorrow. So Marcus comes out of quarantine based off of the new CDC standards. Marcus actually comes out of quarantine later today because they require you to stay in quarantine for 5 days, mask up for another 5. However, we think Marcus actually caught COVID almost 10 days ago on either Friday night, I think is when he probably contracted it.
It would have had to be
24 last because he really isn't, he's not around anybody else and the kids don't have COVID. So what I'm excited about is that I leave for Detroit tomorrow because I'm doing a collaboration with a Black owned business, a Black woman owned business. Y'all know I love to support Black folk. I love to support woman owned businesses. So when you can combine the two, I love it. The company is called Hoop Mob. Y'all see me wear some of the earrings. Like I wore these earrings last week. Let's say very Black, if you're watching, is these hoops that have these charms on them. I love also I've worn some of their ghost hoops is what they call them. They're like clear, like acrylic hoops. Well, your girl has a collection coming out with them. Patreon, I will be going to Detroit to do a photo shoot and I will be going live during that for you all. So you all will be able to see, the photo shoot ahead of time, as well as obviously Patreon. We're going to release the collection to you all earlier, but I'm super duper excited. I found them in Essence, right? And I bought maybe $200 worth of earrings because I love their collection so much. Like the stuff was beautiful. It's so well made. And I was like, y'all should do a collaboration with me. I was very aggressive about it. And they were like, hell yeah. Listen, I knew it. One of our Patreon was like, is there any clip-on earrings? No, but there is some jewelry that isn't earrings. If you are a clip-on earring wearer, there are no clip-ons coming in the collection, but there are things that aren't earrings that will be in the collection. So there's something for everyone. The reason why I was super duper excited is that I know that my followers come in all different sizes. We got people who are crazy petite. and we got girls that are thick, right? And when we come out with merchandise that you wear, like clothing and pants, especially with Black women, we be having booties and thighs. Sometimes it's really hard to find a manufacturer that understands all the variety that comes with a Black body. Well, this is a collaboration where I'm super excited because I feel as though all the women or anybody that follows me that wears, you know, jewelry that has a more of a feminine flair, there's something for everybody. And so, because we always, Marcus and I make a, what's the word? Make a
effort
to always include plus sizes in our shirts. We usually go up to at least 5X. So now I'm able to do something and it serves a wider base of our community. So I'll tell y'all more about that Patreon after the podcast.
People still be wearing now, earphones.
Yeah, because there's some people who just, they've never either their ear hole closed or like having the piercing work out. Some people's ear hole got completely split.
Yeah, I be seeing that too.
Thank you, Eric. So let's go ahead.
Long worn out hoes. It's been like, well, you done had that thing ran through.
Mine is like it. My hoops sometimes go all the way through, like the clasp and everything.
I'm talking about them that don't never close up, even when ain't nothing in it.
No, you think mine don't? Okay.
That thing's just good and loose.
Yes, that's right. Some people keloid. Us Black folk, we be keloid. Thank God I do not, but Black folk do. Let's skip to the topic of the day, since we've already did COVID gate long enough. I'm glad you're feeling better, and I'm so glad that when I pray that when I see you, I get the picture you promised.
Oh, you gonna get it?
Okay, I'm gonna be excited. Trust and believe. And then, but then you know what? I'm not gonna FaceTime you with the love that I was giving you before.
You ain't gonna need to. But you're not gonna be up in that thing.
That is love. Just FYI.
It ain't.
Marcus doesn't know much about this because he's on a different side of social media somehow, some way. But there's a trend right now about Black math and boy and girl math. So I'm going to give you some examples, Marcus, and you're going to tell me how your math be mathing, because let me tell you, Marcus do be doing some type of man math, especially husband math. And his husband math be making me mad. Okay, so here we go. I'm going to give you some examples as posted on the Shade Room. Boy math is wanting a girl to be loyal to you while you effing around with other girls. You understand what I'm saying? A boy math is getting your heart broken once in grade school, then seeking revenge on every girl you date afterwards. Boy math is liking a girl when she's sexy in her little short skirt, but wanting her to dress like a 70-year-old English teacher when you get together. Boy math is also putting out every effort to get a girl and then becoming nonchalant in the relationship. Boy math is lying to your girl about everything and then getting mad when she doesn't trust you. Okay, here's some girl math examples. There's a picture. It's a guy who's only 5'7". Now the girl in this picture looks like she might be 4 foot, right? And she says, "That's too short for me. Sorry." Girl math is taking time to heal, then going back to the MFA who hurt you. Girl math is putting two and two together and getting six because they found out more than they expected. A couple more examples. Girl math is going on vacation with 8 friends and coming back with 3. Come on.
Oh, God. Seen that?
Girl math is having 15 bodies, but saying she only has 4 because those are the guys she loved. Girl math is thinking that spending $20 on something nice. Girl math is thinking that spending $20 on something nice, but not necessary for yourself is too much. But spending $100 on someone who you love is a no-brainer. Not even enough. And then last is, okay, that has nothing to do with it. Okay, so let me give some examples of, or do you have examples of your own husband math? Or do you want me to just stick with my wife math?
I don't know any arithmetic. I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah, I got some.
Here, give an example, and then I'll give an example.
Look, if I say I'm going to get to it, I'm going to get to it. As I look at this bare wall.
Husband math is saying, I didn't have time to hang your painting, but having enough time to, what did you do the other day? What did you do? What did you do? You did a couple of things. You said,
other stuff for you that you should be doing. That's husband math. I can't handle the thing that I said I was going to handle because I got to unhandle the other stuff that y'all supposed to be handling.
What are we supposed to be handling, babe?
101. I'm turning that 101. Down.
Yeah. I know I didn't.
There's a whole hillside over here full of your dog shit.
Why didn't covered. You just tell me?
Literally, it's got years worth of her shit on it.
Why didn't you just ask me to handle that?
The last time I asked you to handle picking up the dog shit, it never, ever got done. Ever. Ever. Did it? Am I right?
Listen, let's go.
I went on and handled it.
Okay.
That's woman math. Huh?
Let's go to you since you jumped over in my lane. Okay.
No. That's the only way I can answer the question.
No, you decided to jump in my lane. You must have been talking about yourself, and then you decided.
I did. I said I couldn't do what I was supposed to do or what I was asked to do because I had to do other shit that should have been done by y'all.
Whatever.
That's the plight of a husband.
Whatever.
Came back and bit you in the ass, didn't it?
No, that's why you ain't gonna see none of this ass.
I got plenty of pictures of it.
Wife math is having nothing to wear but having two closets of clothes.
I literally thought about that last night. Hold up. Just listen to this, y'all. I can count them. That's 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. In our bedroom alone, not even in our closet, in our bedroom, we have two dresses for clothes. There are 13 drawers total. I have one of those drawers that have t-shirts in them. And I'm like, I'm about to break this drawer because I just put all my plain colored t-shirts.
You need
I just
fold them up
really. Huh?
You need another drawer?
Stop. Let me finish. Plain colored t-shirts go in one drawer. And I'm just like, if I could just get one more drawer. Let me finish. And then I look and I'm like, there's no way possible that all of these drawers are full to capacity. Like, for instance, Angel got a panty drawer. There's a good chance both drawers could consolidate to one and I could get at least one more drawer. I opened up every single drawer in this room and they are all completely full. This is after or right before the realization that Angel's got more than 3/4 of our closet. We ain't got a small closet, y'all.
I don't know why you keep getting in my lane. I don't know, because I haven't even gone in on you.
I'm not going in.
Yes, you are.
I'm disagreeing with you.
All you had to do was tell me.
You be like, I ain't got nothing to wear. And I'm like, no. How? I got jeans hung up and folding in drawers. Hold up. No, this ain't even no shade. I need to show you the condition that my pants are in, like how I be making my little spaces work. I started laughing yesterday. I was like,
"What? Why is this my life?" I can give you another drawer. I had to get rid of a lot of old bras, so now my bra drawer can be
No, because they got bigger.
Yeah, but they don't have wires underneath them, so they fold like panties now. They fold easy because I don't wear wires. See, that's all you had to say instead of shading me in front of the.
I'm not shading you at all.
That's all you've been doing. That's why your ass is in solitary confinement.
Huh. Is that what I mean?
Yeah. Give another husband math.
You ain't give a woman.
I just did.
Oh. What's a man's math? Husband's math? I don't know.
I'll give another one. Wife math, at least this black wife math. It's having all this hair on my head, but having all this hair in my room in boxes. I have a very beautiful collection of wigs and fake hair because I love adding it to my hair or not dealing with my hair at all. However, I also want my hair to keep growing and to get longer. And I want to be able to wear it out, but I also don't want to actually do it. So I'd rather wear a wig, but then I also don't want to fuss with a wig. That is black wife natural hair math.
Yeah. I have a question.
Yes.
So these wigs, they're in the corner. Are there wigs in these boxes that they're on?
There's wigs. There's weave.
So
there's braiding hair.
So if y'all see me look and y'all see I'm looking up, that's the...
Why are you in my lane? Do you not hear yourself?
Because these are good topics.
Let me do this. Let me do that. Guy math for husband math.
About to do it.
Being 41 years old,
I'm about grown, to do it.
And not remembering to feed yourself.
I do be remembering to feed myself.
No, Marcus, what did you do yesterday?
I told you I didn't eat until late.
No. You called me. You said, I didn't do this on purpose, babe. I didn't do this on purpose.
And I explained because I was waiting on you.
No. That's not why. That wasn't why. Don't you sit here and try to put that. You said, I just realized I haven't eaten today. It was after 2 o'clock. It was after 2 busy. P.m.
I was busy with the vid. I was quarantining. It's a lot of work up here in this room not to go crazy. Then I throw a mask on and walk around. I was folding clothes. You see all them towels I folded up?
You did. Uh-huh. But you couldn't just feed yourself at some point in time in that?
Oh, hold on.
Hold on what?
My computer's about to die. Hold on.
This man does this all the time. It makes me so angry. Probably the thing that probably makes me the most irritated about you.
Why? Because I be healthy, wanting to eat right, and I'm like, I'd rather not eat if I can't eat healthy.
This is what really pisses me off, is that by the time he talks to me about it, he's on his way to hangry. He's always right at that edge of hangry, and I'm just like, why am I having to deal with it? I'm like, why? I'm like, well, what do you want to eat? I don't know, babe. Ain't nothing healthy around here to eat. I don't know.
It ain't, man. Our delivery options is trash.
Then cook.
I couldn't spread my vid to the kitchen. I ain't gonna go down there and cook and put y'all in jeopardy.
This ain't just when you have COVID. This is everyday life with this man. Everyday life.
Everyday life, I be busy.
That's guy math. Man, I be busy.
I be busy.
I'd be so busy. I just Couldn't eat. I was busy.
Because what I'm not going to do is sit there and eat and continue to work. No.
Then why don't you take an hour for your lunch break?
Because I'd be busy.
No. No. Yeah. No. Mm-hmm. You don't be that busy. No. You want to give your own guy math?
I don't even know if this is just a realization. This ain't guy math. I'm looking at these hats I got. Because I like throwing on a hat every now and then. And I got a lot of brim hats. And now that my face looks different from when I first bought those hats, they don't look right on me no more.
No, that's not guy math.
That ain't guy math. I just said that. I don't know.
You don't know guy math?
Guy math. I bet I could do that. Injury, yes. Guy math, man. Men do not really understand what they can't do no more. Mm-hmm. That arithmetic always be off.
Then why you be trying to understand what you can't do when it comes to these challenges?
Because I what? Man, hell with them challenges. Move on to the next one.
Thankfully tried it. Why doesn't that guy math fit in there?
Because I ain't trying to hurt myself. I be wise now.
Okay. Girl math. I do this all the time, especially when I'm ordering Instacart. Got everything in the cart. And it's like, spend $20 more and you get free delivery. I will spend $20 more on things we don't need just to get free delivery. That's girl math. They get me every time. I'll be like, oh.
Delivery would have been a lot cheaper.
I'd be like, we can just get these random, I don't know, yogurt popsicles that the kids have never asked for, nor they've eaten. We'll get 4 packs of those. And then we'll get these graham cracker crocodiles. Why not?
Guy math. Every time.
What?
Guy math.
What?
Getting mad at women and not understanding why or how y'all can shop for so long. And not even buy nothing. But then walk up in a hardware store and spend 15 hours just walking around looking at shit.
Hypocritical. You're a hypocrite.
You'd be looking, oh, it'd be nice if I had needed to use one of these. Got these for it. Put it back on the shelf.
Yeah. Mm-mm. That is definitely the hypocritical thing that you would definitely do.
That's men be doing that.
Let me see. Let's give one more. Girl math, wife math. This is wife math. Is fully believing that this time when you say we gonna do it later, that you really believe that you're going to do it later, even though history is showing you that you ain't going to do it later. That's wife math. Fully believing it. You're not lying in the moment. I'm going to give you some later. Let me do this. Even though history is shown that 9 times out of 10, it's not going to happen, but you banking on that one. You banking on that one.
It means a lot to hear you say that.
But I need you to also hear both sides of it, is that I truly believe it in my heart.
I need you to understand my side of it.
I do. That's why.
Don't be getting mad at me when I be like, see, then I ain't going to feel like doing it. No, it don't matter what I do.
That doesn't help.
I got one. Guy math. Whew. This is going to hit home.
That's it.
Yeah. Truly believing that you're going to do a lot better on Mother's Day gifts this year. have me thinking well in months in advance. Oh, I'm on set Mother's Day. Wait, before I finish that sentence, it's our. What do you mean Mother's Day tomorrow? Yeah.
God bless my soul. God bless my soul. Woo. Well, guys, we're going to do comment of the week. If there's any audience question, Patreon, you can leave it inside the chat right now. Marcus, you be looking at the chat while I read the audience question of, not question, the comment. Audience comment of the week. Comment of the week. Carla Ovia 6261 says, let me just say you two are the same age ranges of our oldest child, but your transparency helped me during this podcast. I placed emphasis on your age because I'm older and I have more experiences in my marriage, but you have yet to experience. However, your transparency and your wisdom helped me as your elder consider changes I might make personally. Thank you and God bless your marriage and your family. Amen. And then someone commented on that, Anon111. What a beautiful comment. We can all learn from each other no matter what age. Well, thank you so very much.
No, that is that's a very appreciated comment. That means that, at least just speaking for myself, I try to come from experience and hoping somebody can learn from it. But to hear that, you know, someone of my senior got something from it means a lot.
Yeah. As you know, Marcus and I have never set out to be marriage experts, nor have we set out to help anyone's marriage, just be honest. Nah. However, we do know that transparency is helpful regardless. Whatever reflection it helps with someone else, we appreciate. I know I get help through other people's transparency all the time. So we want to return that gift of trying to be as transparent as we feel comfortable in this podcast with how we communicate, with our conflict resolution and what we've dealt with our friends. Because we both do know that marriage can be such a blessing, especially when it's with the person that you should be with. And when both of you are working to move in the same direction. We'll answer this question that just popped up in the chat. Tamara said, are we getting those tracksuits?
Hey, I literally just had a conversation about them tracksuits this morning. I'm working on them, but that's for Patreon, and we will share that.
We'll share more once we close the podcast. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I'm going to let my boo bear keep resting up so that he can get me that negative COVID test sooner than later. Take that right now.
I'm confident that bad boy is negative as hell.
So we will be back in person next week, COVID free.
Hold up. See, Shiggity over here being no Shay.
I saw it.
Them tracksuits were beyond my control. I put a lot of money and time into them goddamn tracksuits, and the supplier was the reason that ain't happened yet. So don't do that, asshole.
You know I love her. Aaron said, will we get another episode of y'all switching places this month? That no. takes a lot of energy for Marcus. That was a workout. Marcus now knows, can't nobody be me but me, because I do it
effortlessly. Nobody won't be you, Angel.
Because I do it effortlessly. It took him a lot of energy. A lot of muscle memory. It took a lot of working out. And it's too hard for him. And that's okay. I just want to say to you guys, if this is your first time watching or your fifth time, 100th time, please, 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 please rate and review. our podcast on Apple Podcasts. It allows us to be more discoverable, which always helps the health and longevity of the podcast. If you have any recommendations, you can always DM the podcast on Is This Going to Cause an Argument on Instagram. That's the account. So you can always leave suggestions there. You can follow me at That Chick Angel almost across every platform, except for Twitter, which I really am not on, which is Angel the Actress. I was actually going over there and cleaning up my Twitter, erasing a bunch of like things that I was like, I don't think I want this associated with me anymore. So I'm just going through cleaning that thing out. And you can stream One Margarita and be on the lookout for my Hoop Mobs collaboration. Yes, babe, what you got?
Hey, y'all can find me on Instagram at Marcus A on the Gram, Facebook, Marcus A on the Book, TikTok at Tank Don't Talk. Y'all can find my building body butter called Man Shit. You can go to manshyt.com and check that out. Also, you'll catch me back this week on Let Us Tell It on Tanksley TV. What else? That's about it right now.
All right, you guys. Y'all be blessed. We'll talk to you all later. Bye.
Y'all have a good one.